This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, sponsors of the Be the Buffalo Hotline at 855-800-1776. It's 855-800-1776, extension 1. You can leave us a message there anytime you like. And the reason Oasis Petroleum sponsors the Be the Buffalo Hotline is because the buffalo runs into the storm, not away from the storm, much like Oasis Petroleum. Innovators running into the storm, getting the job done. Find out more at oasispetroleum.com, and they are hiring. Pat Fingan is in for Scott Hennin on What's On Your Mind, and I do believe we have Mr. Senator John Hoeven connected. Pat?
Hey, Kevin, thank you very much. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Always appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk about the issues of the day. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, even though there are other topics that will dominate the news today, tomorrow, and probably for the next few weeks, I have long thought that the good news gets buried, and there was a big week last week of good news on the trade front especially. And I want to thank Senator John Hoeven from taking some time with us today to really recap what's going on. Senator, welcome to the show, number one.
Thanks, Pat, and greetings to all the listeners as well.
Daryl Lease with the North Dakota Farm Bureau said last week, in fact, the month of January will go down in history as a historic time on trade, and from his point of view, especially on the agriculture side, but really on a larger scale. And, it really made the point that this was big seems to be understated when we talk about the impacts of the China deal, and it's only phase one, but the China deal and the United States Mexico-Canadian Free Trade Act, or Trade Act as well. And that's why I appreciate you coming in today, because I wanted to get your perspective on that. As someone who has worked hard to get that done and to expedite the Canadian deal through the Senate, tell me a little bit, just top line. How do you see this?
You're right. And Daryl, too, obviously these trade agreements are incredibly important. You know, what our farmers want and need is access to markets and access on a fair basis. And given the chance to compete, they can outcompete anybody in the world. And that's why, you know, that's the long-term solution to addressing the real challenges we face right now in ag country. And so these agreements are really important, and not just for our farmers. I mean, for energy, our other major industry, as well as manufacturing, high tech, and everything else. But on Wednesday, you're right, on Wednesday, the president signed the phase one trade deal with China. He and Liu He were at the White House, and I joined him along with other senators and others. And that's a big deal, because that phase one deal with China, you're looking at 40 to 50 billion in purchases just from ag on an annualized basis, and that starts this year. And also for energy in the range of 50 billion in purchases as well. And that's really important, something I worked on very hard, because we've got to recapture that market. When China went to places like Argentina and Brazil for their soybeans, you know, we've got to get our farmers back in there. And one of the ways we do is by requiring these sales from the Chinese. So that agreement was signed on Wednesday at the White House. Then on Thursday, we passed USMCA, as you said, the agreement with Canada and Mexico, something we've been working on very hard. We had to put it in the Senate. We had to put it through seven committees in a week to get it done as quickly as we could and get it to the floor last week, which we did. Pass that on Thursday. Obviously, that's huge. Canada and Mexico, big trading partners, again, not only ag, but energy and other areas. But remember, we also recently got the Japan deal. Japan's a major buyer of wheat and beef. And not too long ago, we got a new deal with the European Union, which will triple the amount of beef that we can sell into the EU. So these trade agreements, as you said, really important.
I'd like to spend a little time, and you touched upon it, but I mean, obviously, you know, agriculture carried a big load in the what some refer to as the trade war. And it's good to see that there's a lot of focus, a lot of emphasis, and as you put, The requirements kind of get us back to ground zero and then some, quite frankly. Daryl Lease was telling us that maybe $20 billion a year is what we could expect normally from China. This doubles it or more. So
right.
Clearly
we
that makes
us about 19. We were up to about 19 billion in ag sales to China, and so you can see that this will double that. And so I mean, obviously that's a big step, and now we got to keep working to make sure that happens.
The other thing, though, that I'd like you to touch upon and kind of educate all of us on are those other components, whether, you touched upon energy. I mean, obviously, it's not just agriculture, then, that benefits from this deal, but it's also other parts of our economy.
That's it. I mean, the agreement essentially calls for $40 billion plus in ag, but also $40 to $50 billion in energy. That means not only oil and gas. As you know, we're an exporter of oil and natural gas now, largest producer in the world, biofuels as well. And so, you know, here, ag, our number one industry, energy right there, number two industry, both very important for both of those major industries. But other areas, too, you know, my big push now is in technology and tech entrepreneurship. This will be good for technology. It will also help protect, and that's really what they get to in phase two to a greater degree, although some of that's in phase one. But, you know, starting to make sure that our technology transfer and copyright patents, all those things are protected as well in terms of these agreements with China and increases our ability to export and do business both with Canada and Mexico on a fair basis.
So on the path forward, obviously now the China deal, does that need to go through the same process that the United States, Mexico, Canadian agreement went through, or can the president do that with a signature?
Yeah, no, that doesn't have to go through the same process. So that's, you know, we're working to, you know, move that forward right now, and obviously doing everything we can to get those sales going like we talked about.
So where do we go from here? What's next on that front? I mean, obviously we refer to it as phase one. There's a phase two. What do you see as critical going forward on that front?
You know, the phase two, Pat, really gets into more of some of the issues in terms of protection and enforcement when it comes to technology transfer, copyright and patent infringement, and a lot of those kind of things. Addressing currencies, those kind of things, because obviously currency devaluation has been a huge issue. And then also some of the national security issues. For example, you know, Huawei, their manufacturer of computer chips and all, we're concerned about some of the security features in there. We will not allow our military or government to buy their chips for security reasons. So trying to address some of those national security issues as well. So some pretty thorny issues in phase two, and that's why this thing got bifurcated, so we could move ahead with things like agriculture, help our farmers, while some of these other things continue to be negotiated.
You know, there has been, obviously, the business community has really come out and celebrated both these agreements. You've seen that nationally and, of course, here in North Dakota. But at the same time, there's been some skepticism in it, especially in the area of enforcement.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what is in this deal that's going to allow us not only to get promises, but to make sure that they follow up. China doesn't always have the best reputation on that front, especially when it came to issues before WTO. So what can we as citizens of North Dakota and people here in this audience that are in either agriculture or energy, what kind of assurances or how does that work? How can we make sure that they live up to their promises?
Well, that's exactly right, Pat. And so that's why there are enforcement provisions in the agreement, both in terms of docking down tariffs, but also non-tariff barriers, like preventing some of our crops that, whether it's GMO or something like that being exported or them holding up our livestock on the basis of hormones or something else. So the agreement includes provisions that if the Chinese do not honor the terms of the agreement, then, our exporters can make appeal to our U.S. Trade Representative right away within like a 90-day time frame. And then get, an adjudication of that grievance. And if in fact, the Chinese aren't honoring the agreement, then on a reciprocal basis, we can take action against them to prevent them from doing what they're doing, or they're going to face, you know, potentially other types of sanctions, be that limitations on what they can import in here, potentially even something like a tariff on their goods or something else to prevent them from violating the agreement.
How important is it that this is over and above and or in addition to the WTO action that you could take? How important is it they included a new way of enforcement?
Well, and we have direct experience with that. When I was governor, we went after the Canadian Wheat Board. That took years. I mean, it takes years. It's expensive. It's time-consuming. You know, the International Tribunal, WTO, we don't always feel like we get fair treatment, even though we're the big trader. We're the big customer for everybody. And so the idea here is that you not only expedite it and get a more direct and immediate result, and you don't have, you know, the cost and all the difficulties of actually undertaking a WTO case, but it also helps leverage the fact that we're the world's biggest customers. And so when we say, hey, wait a minute, you're not treating us fair, and so we're going to take actions to offset that unless you shape up, that matters. And so hopefully this is a much better way, a much quicker way, less expensive way, more immediate way, you know, to try to address some of these trade issues when they occur.
Senator, I'm going to cut in here for just a second. We're going to have to go to a break, but I'd like to come back and finish this conversation and talk a little bit about the Canadian-Mexican deal as well. You're listening to What's on Your Mind? More after the break.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Listening to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. And, of course, CJ's, when CJ checks in, they're not as busy. But when he doesn't, like today, they're usually really busy. So, and I'll tell you what, if you deal with a diesel truck, diesel tractor, out of commission, needs a little work, needs a rebuild, bring it to the service center that specializes in diesel vehicles. You'll find such a shop at DAC Diesel of Bismarck. Right there. Give them a call. 701-258-5011. for all your repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle, truck, tractor, whatever. 701-258-5011 is the phone number for Dak Diesel. Tell them the crew from What's On Your Mind sent you. We're out with Senator John Hovind. Pat Finken is in for Scott Hennin on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty, who is, I don't even have a clue where Scotty is today. But, you know, it's my one chance to come and be a radio star again after all these years. So, appreciate the fact that you let the rookie squad in for a little bit today. Our guest this hour.
You're also getting the same paycheck as radio stars get, too, for doing this.
There's good and there's free. I happen to be free. Anyway, rest of the story is I want to say thank you to Senator John Hovind, who's with us today. Senator, I kind of cut you off on that enforcement issue. If you'd like to finish that thought, and then I had a couple other questions, and I'd like to kind of move on into the Canadian-Mexican agreement too. While not as, let's just say, historic, still vitally important to North Dakota on a wide variety of fronts. So, I'll give you the opportunity to finish your, you know, we were talking about how the WTO was a challenging way to resolve these issues, and now we have a more direct way to deal with the Chinese if they aren't good actors.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And we kind of covered that piece as it relates to Phase 1 China trade deal, but and talked a little bit about why that hopefully will work better than the WTO and the complexities of going to the WTO. And so same thing when we talk about USMCA. One of the provisions that we were able to negotiate in USMCA is preventing Canada from automatically downgrading our wheat. So it's ironic. When I was governor, we were part of pursuing a case in the World Trade Organization against the Canadian Wheat Board, which was a monopoly up there and was discriminating against U.S. wheat exports. At the same time, they were, you know, sending wheat into our market and being treated fairly. So under USMCA, but you know, we won that case, got countervailing duties and anti-dumping duties, but then they went back to a system of automatically downgrading our wheat. So after we addressed the Canadian Wheat Board, then they went to automatically downgrading our wheat to feed status, which reduces the price we get when we export wheat to Canada. So we put provisions in the USMCA where they cannot do that so that, you know, when we export wheat to Canada, we're treated on a fair basis. So those are the kind of provisions in USMCA that will help us in ag energy or whatever it is that we're exporting to Canada and Mexico. And both Canada and Mexico are big trading partners, as you know, for the United States and certainly for North Dakota.
No, absolutely. In fact, I was laughing when you mentioned the fact that that this is something you pursued as governor. This this focus of your time in the Senate is not exactly new when it comes to trade. As I recall, your administration back as governor, both in the trade office, but also as part of the a number of trade missions to expand new markets for agriculture and all of North Dakota products. This is not new turf for you. You've been working on this kind of stuff for some time.
Right, because again, for our industries, you know, being able to export ag commodities is so important, as well as energy and other products. But what we did in the North Dakota Trade Office is we really set up a new format where we took the state's efforts to export, and we essentially created the trade office where we partnered with private enterprise. So all these companies that export, in essence, partnered with us, and we set up a public-private partnership, which is was a new approach and a very successful approach. And we got the companies that export directly involved with us, and then we not only took them on trade missions, but they actually drove the policy as the board of directors for our trade efforts. So it was much more of a private enterprise approach that we set up in the trade office, and we had some great administrators, and it was very successful because it was driven by the private sector.
You know, one of the criticisms has been that, you know, this is not, that these new deals are not free trade. They're somewhat dictated by the agreements themselves. But from my point of view, anyway, having watched this over the years, I've always been troubled by, one, we tend to use it as a foreign policy tool, trade, you know, trying to make friends and use that as a way to influence other countries. Or the fact that we just, you know, we always, you know, for some greater good, willing to stick it to the American producer, the American worker on these trade deals. And while we've had quote unquote free trade, these aren't really about abandoning that. It's about fair trade as it relates to free trade. Is that an accurate assumption or what's your take on that?
Yeah, no, that you're exactly right. We want, in essence, the concept of free trade where goods and services can flow back and forth with our trading partners without tariffs or other non-tariff barriers. That's what helps us expand and grow our economy, create more companies and jobs and higher incomes. But at the same time, if it's not fair or reciprocal, then our people are at a disadvantage. We're already at a disadvantage because we have such a strong dollar, because we're the world's leading country. So we can't have these other barriers that disadvantage, you know, our business people. And so that's what it's really all about when you talk about, yeah, we want free trade to the extent it's also fair trade. And that's what we try to enforce through all these agreements. And then the one other thing I should mention to you, Pat, is while we're doing all this, you know, we've worked really hard because you know how challenged our farmers have been this year. And so the other piece to get us into this, as we get into these trade deals, is to continue to make sure we assist our farmers through the market facilitation payment, which I worked hard to get. We funded that through my Ag Approps Committee, and also additional disaster assistance. I was able to get about another $1.5 billion. So those things get our farmers, hopefully, through this really tough stretch with low prices, weather, and all that kind of thing. And then we get into trade, and that's the real solution. That's what we want, that on a long-term basis. And then I think our producers can do very well if they're given a fair shake in world markets.
Well, Senator, I really appreciate you taking time. But I do want to briefly move off this as we kind of wrap up this segment, and you have availed your time to us. Just for a quick update on what's going to happen. Obviously, the theme of today is all about trade, but the elephant in the room is of course the impeachment proceedings right in the Senate. If you could right just take a brief time to walk through what we can expect in the coming days as this starts to unroll tomorrow.
Well, the Senate's going to go through a fair process. I don't think that the House should have engaged in this impeachment, but they have. So we'll set up a fair process. And, you know, that starts tomorrow. We convene at noon, and officially then the presentations are made by the House starting at 1 o'clock. They'll have an opportunity to present their case, and they'll have 24 hours of time to do that. And then the administration, the president's team, will present their rebuttals. After that, then you go to a time for questions where, you know, senators can't talk. We just have to listen, which we'll do carefully and attentively, and then can submit questions in writing. Chief Justice presides. And so that's how the process unfolds, and that really follows the model that was used during the Clinton impeachment.
Well, thank you for that update, and again, thank you for your time today, Senator. You've been listening to Senator John Hoeven and What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with more after the break.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this third Monday of January, the nation's reflecting on the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was assassinated in 1968, while the holiday was created in 1983. After the signing of legislation by President Ronald Reagan, the movement to honor Dr. King's birthday actually began 15 years earlier, 4 days after his assassination, on April 4th,
of 1968. Most banks and the post office are closed for the holiday. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a temporary state of emergency ahead of today's gun rallies, as gun rights activists are planning to protest in Richmond over a series of bills that would tighten gun regulations in the state. There were also to be some counter demonstrations later today in the same vicinity, but they've now been canceled after officials say some threats were received. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 1055 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
800-854-1055. I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed
truck. What's your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. If you're thinking, oh, that's right, they did that indoor used car sale. You know what? It's still going on. It turns out they're going to extend it here for the next couple of days. So make sure you get there. The biggest indoor used car sale, it was back over the weekend, and due to the high volume of traffic, and maybe you didn't get your thing done. Plus, fresh local trades came in from that, too. So check out the inventory. Click on SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Hey, Todd, thank you very much. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hannon. Always glad to come in and share a little time, talk about the issues of the day. And the issue that we are talking about today is trade. And really doing an update on that because, as I mentioned at the start of the show, I think it got overshadowed by everything else going on. And this is hugely important. And unfortunately, it's kind of a personal perspective. The good news always gets shoved to the side for either the fake news or the serious news of the day. And we don't spend enough time talking about the good things going on. And there's a lot going on good in this country, whether it be energy development, the economic front, the stock market, employment numbers, and advances in trade. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that with the head of the North Dakota Trade Organization in just a second. But there are two housekeeping things I want to take care of before we move into this last segment of the hour or the day. Just a couple reminders. Not to get dour and down at this point, because we're talking good news today. But a couple of things. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And I am grateful for the fact that I have now been cancer-free for 3 years. But I don't get enough opportunity to remind people, if you're 50 or older and haven't had a colonoscopy or haven't had one in a timely fashion, please make sure you get it. It's easy. It's simple. It's not nearly as difficult or annoying as you may have been led to believe, but it is vitally important. So, first of all, make sure you get a colonoscopy if you're 50 or older. Or they say if you have a history of this in your family, do it sooner than that. Second of all, make sure that you check your house for carbon monoxide. Make sure your carbon monoxide detectors are up to date, the batteries in there, that they're functional, and that you've cleared the vents. And the reason I bring this up is a couple people I went to high school with were found unconscious as a result of carbon monoxide in their home in Minot. And it just should serve as a stark reminder how serious this is, especially in these super cold times here in North Dakota. So sorry, I didn't mean to be a Debbie Downer at this point, but I did want to make sure that I talked about those two issues before the show was over. Now, back to the topic of the day, which is trade and what happened in the month of January. Daryl Lease, our guest in the 9 o'clock hour, said it so well. It wasn't just the Chinese deal. It was the month of January was huge for trade in this country. And to tell us more about it is Drew Combs, the executive director of the North Dakota Trade Office. Drew, welcome to the show. Drew? Do we
yes,
have
sir.
Drew on the line? Drew, are you there?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well, thought we lost you. It would have been really boring to have Todd talk about trade for the next half hour.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Drew, welcome to the show. Appreciate you taking time. I don't know if you're even working today because a lot of offices are closed today. But I wanted to boil this down. Our earlier guests were Darrell Lease, who was in the room when the Chinese deal got signed, head of North Dakota Farm Bureau, and also somebody who heard the president talk in Texas. Also, we had Senator John Hoeven talking about kind of the importance of this nationally. But really, when it comes down to how important the events in January were, it really boils down to what you do every single day. And I wanted to get your perspective on both the USMCA and the Chinese deal that got signed. How big is this for North Dakota?
Well, it's huge. And, you know, one of the funny things that, you know, I actually started as executive director of the trade office January 1st. So we get
to give you all the credit for this. None of this would have happened if you hadn't taken the job. Sorry.
So talk about baptism by fire. It was lots of neat things going on with trade. So two historic agreements are in the process of being implemented. And, you know, the one thing that comes to my mind is our farmers here in North Dakota is really just taking a beating this year. You know, with the Chinese agreement not getting ironed out for a year and, you know, the weather issues and that sort of thing. So my hope in all of this is that, you know, our farmers are going to get a little bit of relief or light, see the light at the end of the tunnel. To big, huge agreements, you know, are in the process, and I think it's going to be good for North Dakota and especially our farmers.
No, there's no question about that. They have carried carried the bulk of the weight of the trade war with China. But one of the things the senator talked about that I hadn't really thought about, the mandates that are in here for volumes that they have to buy really just resets the clock and brings us back to where we were and more. You know, the $40 million is more than, or $40 billion they have to import is more than double what we've seen historically. And while you're right, it has been between the weather, prices, and the tariff war, really incredibly difficult times for our farmers. But to their credit, I will tell you that they stood tall. By and large, most farmers and the ones I knew, but also from some of the associations that I've heard from, stood tall with the president. In fact, there's a new study out today that says 83% of all farmers and all agriculture producers in the country support Donald Trump and what he's done on the trade issue. So it really speaks volumes about, well, of course, you know, let's be honest. Agriculture is an industry that isn't just a business. It feeds the world. And to be in that business takes a special person. And clearly, just being in that business and doing what they do for the rest of us, providing affordable, low-cost, high-quality food, not only for our country, for the world, takes a special kind of person willing to endure what, I grew up in a family that had roots in farming. We were the town kids, but, you know, I got to work on the farm. The bottom line is that that's not a job just for anybody. And the fact that they were willing to, you know, step up and feed the world, it just didn't surprise me when they stepped up to help us get this deal with the Chinese right after so many years of abuse. So, absolutely, I'm with you. And according to the senator, you know, that's going to help make that ship right. Do you see that the same way?
I do. Absolutely. You know, agriculture is the backbone of any society. Look, we can't feed people. You know, you can't feed your people. You can't produce. You know, you're just not going to make it as a society. Our farmers do it right. They do it good. They're smart. They're educated. And I really think they understood that, you know, what our lawmakers and our guys were thinking, you know, hey, we need to level this playing field, and if we got to take a hit for a little bit, let's do it. In September of the past year, we had a visit from the Chinese, a delegation from the Chinese embassy to North Dakota. And one of their the primary reason for them coming to North Dakota was to say, hey, we need your help to get the ball rolling on this trade deal, because you know what? We need your ag products. And that was almost the sole focus of their visit. And of course, it was soybeans that they were after. And, you know, I'm just glad to see it, you know, come full circle. And now, you know, our poor farmers, especially the soybean guys, you know, they were at that time, they were having a tough time trying to get their product to market. But now that door seems to be open. So I think we're going to, they're going to be happy. And now we're on a more level playing field.
Well, and there was a lot of discussion at the time about how this is a lost market. It's going to take us generations or, you know, decades to recover the lost market. I don't think they anticipated that the deal would have mandates in it in terms of how much they had to buy. And as a result, right, that expedites that kind of, not only does it get us back to square one, but it increases the volume we send out and have punitive measures if they don't live up to their agreement. Because we all know the Chinese haven't been very good about living up to their agreements in the WTO process. But this new process really opens the door on agriculture and all exports to expedite solutions when they're not good actors. Is that a fair statement?
Sure. And, you know, China doesn't have the greatest record of following through with what they say. But, you know, I think there's provisions in that phase one deal that is going to make them come to the table. You know, and they're going to have to play a ride. So I'm optimistic that $40 billion is going to get spent by China, and that we're going to get to move some ag products over there.
Well, and of course, one of the areas I wanted to talk to you about, and we've got a couple minutes before the break, so if this takes longer than that, we can come back to it after the break. But one of the things is we've talked a lot today about both these agreements, the USMCA and the Chinese deal, how good it is for agriculture. But two topics that I want to touch upon is we talk a lot about wheat and soybeans as it relates to these two deals. But it's number one, also a huge gain for animal agriculture. Is that accurate?
It is. The Mexico Canadian deal, you know, the dairy, there was a lot of issues, and this is just an example. There's a lot of issues with exporting of dairy goods to Canada. They were prohibitive in you know, using U.S. dairy products, and it's leveling that playing field as well. So and there's also some Mexico being a large exporter, I believe, Mexico is the largest importer of U.S. poultry products too. So I think that's going to help alleviate some of those concerns on the livestock end of things.
Well, I understand too that, you know, due to disease, that the Chinese have had to liquidate much of their pork.
That's correct.
And that opens the door not only for our pork producers, but also for our livestock, cattle as well, to find new markets for that as well. So it's not just the Canada and the Mexicans, but it's also what we're seeing in terms of opportunity in China when it comes to not only grains, but live animal agriculture as well. Hey, we're coming up on a break. Drew, if you could hang around for a few minutes, we'll come back. I do want to talk about the other benefits, the other industries in North Dakota that will benefit from these agreements. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty, and we'll be back with more after the break.
Hi. Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And sitting in for Scott Hennen. It's been a really educational, good show today. I love talking about good news, especially this period of time when the media is overwhelmed with all the attack and the impeachment trial and all those. I just thought it was vitally important to talk about all the good things that are going on in this country right now. And number one on the hit parade there is, of course, trade. Our guest has been Drew Combs, Executive Director of the North Dakota Trade Office. I've got about a minute left before I have to jump onto the next thing, Drew, but I did want to touch upon. We were at length talking about agriculture, both animal and grains, and what, you know, is going on with soybeans and wheat and those kinds of things as a result of those two trade agreements. But I want to talk about also what it means to energy and manufacturing in North Dakota as well.
Okay, so, energy is our largest export here in North Dakota. What that means is that, especially the Mexican and Canadian, trade deal, it makes those borders more porous, to put it simply. And it, one of the things I've been really interested in is future with the energy growth and things that are coming out of our oil patch. I've been working with the Department of Commerce on expanding our keeping some of our energy here, doing something with that flared gas, putting value-added products here, manufacturing here in North Dakota. Those agreements just make the borders, especially with Mexico and Canada, more porous. And, LNG always comes up. That's a thing we can do with the gas. We can liquefy it. And, of course, China and Asia would be a good customers for that. And everybody knows we have some challenges with the West Coast and us moving our energy through their states. This might actually give us an opportunity to partner up with with Canada and Mexico and moving some of that energy through their countries, and eventually at the end of that supply chain would be an Asian country, a China or Japan.
Well, Drew, I got to tell you, you're brand new in the job as of January 1. I think you've laid out your mission. Now you've got to find those ways to get that out of here. I'm putting it all on you going forward now. It's all up to you.
All right, we're working on it.
Our guest has been Drew Combs, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Trade Office. Congratulations on your new gig, and look forward to great things out of the Trade Office. Again, thank you very much for being with us today. We're going to move on, though, right now. We've got Chris Berg on the line. Chris, welcome to the show. Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, Pat, great to talk to you, too. Love what you're talking about, the good things. It's funny, I was thinking over the weekend, just imagine what could be happening in our country if the Democrats and Pelosi were actually working to make America great again. I mean, it would be stunning.
Well, in fact, one of the texts that I just got was a reminder to tell people, the Congress, especially the House, well, solely the House, held the USMCA agreement hostage for over a year for political reasons. They made it sound like, oh, well, we got to improve upon it. Well, the changes they made were minor. The truth is they did it so that they couldn't give, President Trump wouldn't get a win out of this deal. And that shows you exactly, sadly, how political all of this has been. Even the timing of the impeachment proceedings overshadowing all the good news, whether it be the stock market, unemployment, trade agreements. I mean, it's just one thing after another. And that's why I insisted today that we talk about all the good things going on in this country right now. Now, you guys can worry about impeachment and all that stuff tomorrow, but for today, it's good news. So what can we expect? Your show's coming up tonight. What can we expect on your show tonight?
Well, I love how you've been talking about President Trump and the farmers, and yes, they've been going through some very, challenging times, and maybe you touched on this earlier, so if I'm being redundant, I apologize, but just want to let everybody know, yesterday, I think it's the third straight year, President Trump was down in Texas speaking at the National American Farm Bureau group there, so it shows, I think, his passion for farmers and his love for the heartland, and obviously getting these deals done is going to be a big boon, we hope, assuming China follows through, but to their business. So we're going to talk a little bit about what he said yesterday. We've got the Second Amendment rally going on in Virginia, and of course, it's Martin Luther King Day, so we're going to chat about that as well.
Well, it sounds like you got a great show tonight, and of course, where can people catch your show? Might as well give a plug for the show itself.
Yeah, please. 6:30 p.m. on KX4 in the eastern part of the state, Minnesota, and then out west, it's on West Dakota Fox at 9:30 p.m. So thank you for that, Pat.
Hey, and by the way, in addition to the other good news, unrelated to trade, let's not forget that yesterday, was it yesterday or was it Friday, the president rolled back WOTUS, Waters of the U.S.
It was yesterday, yeah.
It was yesterday. Signed the deal that for once and for all, Waters, and here's another value added to the not only agriculture, but to the energy industry as well, because that was a tool that environmentalists used to attack both of these critical industries, not only to our state, but to the nation. So I had to get that plug in there as well.
I'm glad you did, my friend. It's great to chat with you, and hopefully you can do this again soon.
Yeah, no, I always look forward to the opportunity. Well, that's it for me, folks. It's time to wrap up the show. Thank you to all the guests. Thank you for your time today. And remember, when you want to share your view of the world, it's right here on What's On Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.